Hey, it's so great to be with you. This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we are so excited to be on BPN Radio and be with Pastor Dale and Gene and what have you. It's been a great time in the Lord. And we're grateful to be able to speak to you today about great grace. And Paul's going to read this scripture. It's a short one. In Acts chapter 4, verse 33, that's going to be our text for today. And what does that say, Paul? You got it there?
No, I lost it. Hold on.
4:33?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get to the...
Oh, my goodness. He lost it. Can you believe that? Lord, help him. He made a mistake. Oh.
And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.
Amen. Praise God. Lord, as we come before you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for great grace. I know that many of us have made mistakes over the years, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to minister to each one today. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, and thank you, Lord, for your grace. That is given to each one of us, Lord. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Now, when we think about the scripture, I'll tell you what, the disciples had great grace. And God has given us great grace. I tell you what, when we look at, the power of the Holy Spirit, what happened at day of Pentecost, I tell you what, there was something that happened that we need to get a hold of. And in that 10 days, there was something of fasting and praying and seeking the Lord. But on that 10th day, something awesome happened. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit fell upon them. They began to speak in other tongues. They began to speak with boldness as they came out of that room. I tell you what, they began to go on down the streets, and they were full of the Holy Spirit, and people began to hear their own languages, they begin to speak and they begin to holler, what should we do to be saved? And Peter stands up and he says, he begins to preach to them the salvation message, and he says, you just need to repent and be saved. And 3,000 people fell upon their faces and turned their hearts over to the Lord and repented and came to the Lord Jesus Christ that day because of great grace. Even though that they made mistakes, even though that they crucified Jesus, they still were forgiven. Hallelujah. I think about Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. They made a mistake eating of the apple, and God told them not to. But what did he do? He gave them great grace. The other person that made a mistake was Lucifer. And what did God do to him? He cast him right out of heaven. But he had great grace for Abraham, Adam and Eve. And we're grateful for that. And we look at Abraham and the things that Abraham did. He lied about his wife. He had an affair with his concubine or the maiden of Sarah, which he shouldn't have done, but he made a mistake. But do you see God ever bringing that mistake up? No, we never see God bringing up any mistake whatsoever. We see great grace. Hallelujah. We look at other individuals, as we go down the line, and we look at Jacob, and we see this individual. He was a deceiver, and, he was an individual that basically was a conniving individual, and he deceived his father, and to giving him the blessing of the firstborn, does God ever bring up that mistakes of his deceit, of his things that he's done wrong? No, Jacob is never, God never brings up those things. And what does he do? He even renames Jacob and calls him Israel. I tell you what, that is totally awesome. I think about, you know, again, about Abraham. And what does he do? He tells Abraham his seed is going to be like the stars of heaven, that like the sands of the sea. His descendants would be that way. You think about that a minute. You know, that's just totally awesome of the forgiveness and the things that God has given us. You know, you look at, you go down here and you look at David and the things that David did. I mean, he was a murderer. He was an adulterer. You know, he committed adultery with, a man's wife, you know. And then he had the man killed. Unbelievable the mistakes that David made. But does God ever bring up those mistakes? No. You look over there in Psalms. I'm trying to think what chapter it is. In 45th chapter, I believe it is. You know, he says, when I slip and fall, God lifts me up. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When you make a mistake, God will lift you up. And, you know, you're not a mistake. You know, a lot of people think, well, I've made so many mistakes. I've committed so many sins. I've killed. I've become a drunkard. I was a rapist. I was this. I was that. And the old devil, he just keeps accusing you of all of the things that you've done wrong. Because over there in Revelations, he says, that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. It doesn't say that Jesus or God that brings up any of our mistakes. He says our mistakes are covered under the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You think about that a minute. My heart just goes out to individuals that have made mistakes, you know, in their lives. You know, they've gotten married when they shouldn't have gotten married. They've had, they've had affairs out of wedlock. They've gotten pregnant. They've had, people have been raped and different things. But you know what? God is not the one that brings up those mistakes. He is the great individual of forgiveness. Jesus has washed your sins white as snow. If you ask for forgiveness, Jesus will forgive you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're not a mistake. You are not a mistake. You need to say that. I'm not a mistake this morning. You may think, well, I've done all kinds of things that I shouldn't have done. But you know what? God will never bring them up. God is not the one that brings those mistakes up. I know that I've made many mistakes in my life. I know that, that God has forgiven me. I'm grateful that he never brings them back up. But the old devil keeps reminding me of all those things. But we've got to push them down and say, no, I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. All my mistakes are covered. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We think about, Elijah. Oh, man, this is an individual, you got to think about this individual. He was, up on the Mount Carmel. And as he was on the mountain of Mount Carmel, he says, bring out the prophets. He told Ahab, he says, bring out all your prophets. There was 400 of them prophets of Baal that came out, and they prayed all day, trying to get the fire to come down from heaven and burn up, the sacrifice. But here Elijah at... he got to, maybe your God went on vacation. Maybe your God has taken a bathroom break. And, he just kept on after him and what have you. And they begin to cut themselves and everything. And so after about 9 or 10 hours, Elijah, he says, hey, your time is up, buddy. And so anyway, he rebuilds the altar. He puts a sacrifice on the altar. And he says, you guys bring in some water and pour all over this altar. And they bring in barrels of water and they pour upon the sacrifice and it runs down into the trenches around it. so there would be no fire that might come up from in the middle of it, you know, and burn up the sacrifice. And he prayed to Elijah prayed to God, and what happened? Oh, man, you just look at it right now. Hey, God came down. The fire came down from heaven, and he burned up the sacrifice. Elijah, he kills, he has the prophets of Baal killed. And all of a sudden, he hears, this wicked queen, Jezebel, says, I'm going to have his head by this time tomorrow. Well, this scared the living daylights out of Elijah. I mean, this man of power and great power to pray for rain. I mean, he was up on that mountain. He prayed seven times before the hand of God, a cloud like the hand of God, began to, form and what have you. And it came, and he told Ahab, he says, get in your chariot. It's big. It's going to rain. And he outran the horses all the way to the city. I mean, you just think about that, all the way into Jerusalem or wherever it was. He just outran them. I mean, the power of God was up on him. But when he hears about this Jezebel that says, I'm going to have his head by this time tomorrow, he begins to run. He begins to go into the desert. He finally hides himself in a cave. And God comes to him in a still, small voice and say, you know what? I still care about you. Hey, there's 7,000. He's feeling so sorry for himself. He begins to cry, I'm the only one. And God finally comes to him, says, there's 7,000 prophets that I've hid away, and you're not the only one. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're not the only one out there. You may think you're the only one that has made a mistake. You're not the only one that's made a mistake. I'm not the only one that's made a mistake. You're not a mistake. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we just see Elijah. I mean, this man was powerful, but God never brings up that mistake. Hallelujah. Because he ran. He did not bring up that mistake ever again. I tell you what, we go right on down the Bible and we look down here. I think it's in the about the 10th chapter of Luke or somewhere along there, about the prodigal son. This prodigal son, he made a mistake. He, basically he demanded, all the money that he was going to get. And he told his father, I want my money now. Whatever my inheritance is going to be, I want it now. And so he demanded that he got his inheritance, and God, the father, gave it to him. What did he do? He went out there. He began to spend all of that money. He began to, have a drunken partners and friends and what have you. And he spent it on all kinds of stuff. I don't know what they did back in those days. Probably, some kind of alcohol and women living in a wild state, women and what have you, partying and what have you. And first thing we see this young man down in a pig pen trying to feed the pigs and trying to feed himself with the husk of the corn. And nobody would feed him in any way. He was desperate. He was dirty. And he was in the hog pen. Here he was, a Jew in the hog pen. Jews do not like pigs or pork or anything like that. And this was a very sad situation. And the young man looks up, and he says, my father has slaves that are better off than I am. They have food. They have food to eat. I'm going to go back to my father and pour myself down to him and ask him to be, if I can be, just be his slave. As a father, looks, and he looks down the road. He watches every day. He thinks, maybe my son is going to come back. you know, if the people of the community, you know, this was a community that probably heard what had happened and what have you. And if they'd have seen this young man coming, they had the authority to go out and stone him. But this father kept looking every day, you know, and he's seen this figure coming down the road one day. He says, I believe that is my son. He walks like my son. Then he opens his eyes a little better, and I know that's my son. And he begins to run toward that son. And sure enough, they've come and they hug, and the father, you know, he doesn't slam him for being so dirty and filthy and stinky and what have you. But he asked for a robe to be put up on him. He asked for shoes to be put up on his feet. He says to bring that ring, and let's put a ring on his finger, and let's have a party. Hallelujah. The only individual that accuses this young man of his problems and his mistakes is his older brother. He's the one that brings up all the mistakes, all the things that this young man has done. And he says, why should I have a party? You never gave me a party. Even though that I've been faithful to you, you never gave me a party. And so this older brother was definitely in the wrong, because he kept bringing up the mistakes. The father never brought up one mistake that this young man had done. Hallelujah. That is great grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful for the great grace that God has given me over the years of the mistakes that I've made. Praise God. I am grateful for the forgiveness that God has given us. I tell you what, you think about it. You know, the difference between grace and mercy. Mercy basically is the mercies of God. That things that should have been thrown upon you, killed, he could have killed you. He could have destroyed you, but he doesn't. There is great mercy and forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That is the grace of God. He has mercy upon you because you're only human. I know that many of you have made mistakes out there. You've done so many things wrong in your life. You married the wrong individual. You've had a divorce. You've had all kinds of things happen in your life. You fell off the wagon. You've gotten, strung out on drugs. And I know that God is still able to forgive you. And you need to turn your face toward the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my mistakes. I am so sorry for the mistakes that I made. He is the forgiving Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus will forgive you. I think about Peter. You look at Peter's life, and what happened to Peter? Okay, hallelujah, praise God. We look at Peter's life, and we think about Peter and what he's done. And, Peter, I think of the things that Peter did. What did he do? One day he got out there in the boat, and here came Jesus along, walking on the water, and Peter says, I want to come to you. He says, okay, come on out. And Peter began to walk on the water just like, Jesus walking on it until as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, what happened? He never sank into the water. But as soon as he looked down and he seen what he was doing, he became conscious of walking on the water, and he began to sink, and he began to holler, Jesus, save me. And Jesus reached out his hand, and they went right to shore. Thank you, Lord. Amen. But Peter walked on water. And, you know, it is something when you think about Peter when he came down and he denied Jesus three times. He lied. He cursed. But do you ever see Jesus bringing up this mistake? No, he never sees any mistake that Peter made. He never brings it up. You know, he never says, you know, give me the keys. I'm going to take them back. No, he tells Peter at the end of John, the 22nd chapter, he says, Peter, feed my sheep. Peter, feed my sheep. Peter, feed my sheep. Hallelujah. He doesn't bring up any mistakes up. He doesn't bring up the lies. He doesn't bring up the cursing. He doesn't bring up any of the anger that Peter felt. But Jesus looked over those mistakes. He gave him great grace. Hallelujah. And he can make and give you that great grace today. Hallelujah. I think about Paul. I tell you what, Paul was one of those individuals that as Saul, he stood by and watched Stephen get stoned. He held the coats of those that were stoning this young man. This young man that was full of grace, full of the power of God, full of the precious Holy Spirit. And he says, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. You know, the thing that happens is that when we see Jesus stand, when we see anybody that stands and give a clapping ovation for an individual, it is an honor. And Stephen, as he came, as he gave up his life, he said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. You know what? I believe that infuriated those people that were stoning him. I know that Saul was an individual that was pouring out flames, pouring out anger, and he, you know, caught all the Christians that he could, and he took them and put them in prison and what have you. But one day, Saul on the road to Damascus, what happened to him? It says the light shined upon him, and he, and Jesus, you know, he says, why do you keep kicking against me? Why do you keep, doing all of these things? And Saul, you know, was blinded. And for 3 days, he fasted and he prayed. And I tell you what, and finally, an individual, Barnabas, I believe it is, came to him. And he preached to him a little bit. And he prayed for him. And the scales fell off his eyes. And Saul became Paul. And you know what? God never brings up any of Paul's mistakes. As Saul, he never brings any of those mistakes up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's not going to bring up any of your mistakes. You know what? Isn't that totally awesome? He's not willing to bring up all of the things that you've done, things that you've gotten angry over, things that you've lied about, things that you've wrote bad checks over, things that you've had an abortion, things that you've married the wrong person, things that you've I just feel like, you know, that there's people out there that you made mistakes, and I don't mean to bring them back up, but I'm telling you, God is still in the mercy and grace, and he will give you grace today. He will forgive you of all of your mistakes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just believe that he'll do it right now. If you repent of your sins, if you repent of all of those things that you've done wrong, even though that you've slipped, I believe he's still able to forgive you today. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? He's willing to forgive you. I just want you to say these words. Father, Lord Jesus, I've made mistakes. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of my mistakes, my sins that I've committed, the things that I've stolen, the things that I've done wrong, the things that I've, you know, fell off the wagon. I tell you what, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for the mistakes that I made. I ask you for forgiveness right now. Father, come into my heart, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You know, the Lord said, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, that's, you got to believe on Jesus. As you believe on Jesus, he says, I will forgive you. I will change your life. I will never bring up those mistakes again. The devil is the one. Listen, the devil is the one that keeps accusing you of all your mistakes. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I asked you out there, has anybody ever not made a mistake? I don't believe there's ever any individual except Jesus Christ that has never made a mistake. So you're not alone if you've made a mistake. Hallelujah. Turn your face toward him and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm sorry for my mistakes. I'm sorry for the things that I've done wrong. And I accept you, Lord, as my personal Savior. I ask you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for coming into my heart today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get in a Bible-based church. Read your Bible. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to Pastor Dale Gentry at 8 o'clock a.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. on BPN Radio. I tell you what, every day Dale comes on. Monday through Sunday. I tell you what, he will bless you if you'll turn your face toward him. I tell you what, he will lead you and guide you and direct you today. Read Psalms 37 today. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. He said, I will direct your path if you will lean on him. Lean on Jesus. 37 that chapter of Psalms, 5th and 6th verse, and also in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter in 4, 5, and 6 in that area there. I tell you what, God will bless you. Lean on him. Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester. Email me at dronlester45@gmail.com. I also have a website, dronlester.com. I have 2 books out. I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? And The Day the Lights Went Out. And I tell you what, each one of those books will bless you. You can pick them up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Apple. You can get an e-book. Encourage you to read those books. You know, it tells about my life and the things that I've gone through, the mistakes that I've made. I tell you what, God will bless you if you'll turn your face toward him in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for each one that have listened today. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way, Lord. Encourage them and strengthen them and keep them in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Every curse, every hex, every spell that's been spoken over them or against them is now broken in the name of Jesus. I claim it, Lord, right now for each one of them, Lord Jesus, for the miracle and the mercy that you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you for forgiveness for America, Lord. Forgive America for the sins that it's committed, for the abortions, Lord, for the things that you think that we've done wrong, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being on BPN Radio. God bless you. This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. Thank you for you. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is great. God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you next Sunday at the same time. Amen. God bless.